This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Around us. How do you do? I'm Jack Steffen. It's the Good Day Hour. We have, when I say we, it's a collective because Kara Schillen is at the controls and she influences my thinking sometimes, as sometimes I influence the thinking that you have. And there are all kinds of people who want to listen to repeats or to the program over again. All you have to do to do that is download the app TuneIn Radio on your computer or mobile device, then do a search for Doug Steffen Now, and then I can be with you as much and often and whenever you would like to have me with you. You can also find excerpts of the program at Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk with two G's. So speaking of talk, Friday morning is upon us, last Friday of May. The conversation this week dominated by the president's trip, dominated by the Manchester bombing, and between yesterday and today, dominated by the election of Greg Gianforte. If you'd have told me yesterday at this time he was going to win, I would have said, you're crazy. So I guess you're crazy because many of you told me we have a lot of coverage in Montana. And so I'm looking, as a matter of fact, at all of the various bits and pieces of this. Great Falls, Missoula, Helena, Billings. We have stations in those communities. And looking at how things shook out here, looks like the Republican got 188,825 votes, or 50.3% of the total. Rob Quist, who is his Democratic opponent, 164,936, or 44%. And Mark Wicks, who was a Libertarian, got 21,386 of those votes. So, with that, the situation is somewhat clarified. I would say it was very much clarified, and so I don't know if I'm surprised. I guess it doesn't make much difference what I am. Are you surprised with all of this? Let's listen to Mr. Gianforte say he's sorry.
I need to share something from my heart here, and I just ask you to bear with me. Last night I made a mistake, and I took an action that I can't take back, and I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did, and for that I'm sorry. I should not have treated that reporter that way, and I'm sorry to each one of you that we had to go through this. That's not the person that I am, and it's not the way I'll lead in this state. Rest assured, our work is just beginning, but it does begin with me taking responsibility for my own actions. You deserve a congressman who stays out of the limelight and just gets the job done. I promise to work hard to protect our precious way of life. I promise to be open and accessible. And based on your input, I'll be your strong voice back in Washington, D.C.
So why do people lose it like that? What is it that makes people that angry? Is it something that is inherent, or is it become part of his M.O.? I never even heard of this guy before yesterday, frankly, even though, as I say, we got lots of coverage and lots of interest and lots of people who are tuned in to us in that area. But I don't know that I was paying a lot of, I'm not paying a lot of attention to politics, frankly, because I find it to be the same old, same old. The only House seat they've won, because they're only 400,000 or 500,000 people, I think, that live in Montana. He was charged with assault. He grabbed a reporter by the neck and threw him to the ground. And there are a lot of people who will do as has been done. I find myself interested in this in a way because the community that I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts, is having a mayoral election for the first time. And we were town for over 300 years and then decided because the town is being run so badly, the voters narrowly approved an initiative to become a city. I'm one of the supporters, and it has affected my relationship with some of my friends in town because it got to be that heated. And so I see how, and in this case, the reason I'm bringing it up as an example is because the fellow I'm supporting pulled something very silly. Actually, you can go to any number of sites and see this fellow, whose name is Stefanini. You can see him taking some election material for his opponent and moving it away from it. It was in a library, and it wasn't supposed to be in a library, so he picked it up and moved it. And because of that, he was accused of destroying her candidate's papers and stuff. Well, the woman that was responsible for leaving the stuff there knew she wasn't supposed to, which she did anyway. And the people in the library weren't smart enough to say, you can't leave this here. So it became a hoo-ha. And he's apologized pretty much the same way as Gianforte has apologized. The thing that bothers me as I look at the various websites, I looked at all the major news websites, and they all refer to Gianforte as a multimillionaire. And I don't see why that is. Is it because he is a multimillionaire that he became the congressman? He wanted something else to do, so he decided this would be good. He's made his money in tech and has, I'm looking around to now try to find something else out about this guy. Did he run his business like this? Does he have a short fuse? What does his wife think about him? You know, all of that stuff. And reporters will be in his face about it. Well, maybe not so much now. But in the last 24 hours, woo, he got a real lesson in how politics is turning. And it is turning. It certainly is different than it used to be. And so under the circumstances, the people who were promoting the other fellow took this, and maybe it was too late. At first, he was down, but not for long, when the totals were taken, you know, 50, as I said, 50% of the vote, the other fellow 44%, and so away we go. And, you know, we'll see what happens. The way, though, this has been a whirlwind because of the news media coverage and because of his actions. His opponent said that he called him and congratulated him on the win, urged him to represent all Montanans. He'll be held accountable. You know, the usual crap that these guys all say. Gianforte was not a big supporter of Trump's, and Trump took the state well. 20% more votes went to Trump than to Hillary Clinton. And as a result of that, Congressman Ryan Zinke was tapped by the president to be the Interior Secretary. Draining the swamp is this guy. He's never been in politics before. Vice President Pence came in. Donald Trump Jr. came in to campaign for him. Millions of dollars of advertising, millions of dollars in mailers. Republican groups who, instead of talking about this guy's positive, and this is also what drives me nuts about campaigning and campaigns, number of negative ads instead of, that's one of the things that I've urged the fellow who's here in Framingham, and he's taken it to heart. Don't be talking about your opponent, because that isn't telling people what you're going to do if you're elected the mayor. And that goes, we how many of us say that all the time when we have all these elections, this negative stuff that comes out, electioneering, and it still doesn't seem to register with people. What I was interested in was the sheriff's description of what went on in the assault investigation. The sheriff's name is Brian Gutkin, G-O-O-T-K-I-N, at a press conference before the polls closed, described the events that took place, and went through all the timing and all that sort of thing. Gian for the deputies came, and he and 40 cooperated, saying that he did not get arrested, but the investigation did continue because all the public attention that was drawn to this, and it was appropriate attention, frankly. And you look at some of the local reporting on this. The state of Montana, as it turns out, has two assault charges. A person commits an offensive assault if the person purposely or knowingly causes injury to another. And then there's aggravated assault, committing the offense of aggravated assault, knowingly causing bodily injury, or purposely or knowingly with the use of physical force, causes reasonable apprehension of serious body injury. Okay, well, so the sheriff made a $250 contribution to the Gian40 campaign. So that gets scrutinized, and that pretty much was the end of whatever meaningful it would seem anyway. He disagreed with that point of view. What it looks like is that this is politics 2017 style, and it's not very inspiring. 18 past the hour.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time 23 and change after the hour, the DJV experience, with a focus here on the CMT Music Awards. Performances by Florida Georgia Line, the Chainsmokers. I didn't think the Chainsmokers were a country group, though.
They're not, really, but I think the Chainsmokers have been getting a big push lately, and so it makes sense that they'd be...
Well, they all die of cancer.
Oh, do you think they're going to do any country collaborations?
That's what I was getting. Yeah, that's what I was getting at before Doug brought it down. Is that they're probably they all going die. To try to do some collaborations.
Right. Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, Lady Antebellum, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I didn't get them as being in the CMT.
Well, that's what they do, though. They cross over.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin Timberlake was on it a couple of years ago with Chris Stapleton, right? That was huge.
So they bring in crossover groups because there's nothing country about Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, but they're kind of folky, aren't they? I mean, wouldn't you say?
No, I would say.
Little soul?
No, soul, yeah. R&B, yeah. Country? No. But
makes
so,
the
but
two up.
It gives somebody another reason for watching it, which is probably pretty smart.
Yeah. And they've been kind of known for it. It's kind of, you know, the Grammys do the same kind of thing where they try to mix two unexpected sources together. And that's it. And it's cool. You get these great performances that you don't get to see every day of the year.
Yeah. Blake Shelton, Brett Eldridge. Don't know. Who's Brett Eldridge? Don't know that name.
He's a country singer, new country singer.
Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett have been announced to appear on the CMT Music Awards June 7th, 8 o'clock Eastern in Nashville.
It's going to be a fun show. Yeah.
Charles Esten, who is...
he's in Nashville.
Yeah, he's the announcer for the show. He's
probably
he a singer,
the host. Well, you know what's so interesting about it? This so interesting about Nashville is that all of the actors on the show actually do their own music. So they have to sing if they're going to be a part of that show. And he does a great job. He's actually had some hits on the radio that have come from Nashville.
Got it. All right, thanks. That clears it up, Jennifer. That's good. The winner of the 12th season of The Voice, Chris Blue, a worship leader at Cokesbury United Methodist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. His new song debuts at number one on Billboard's Hot Gospel Song Chart. This song is called Take Me to the King. Oh, my God, I love this kind of music. Listen to this. I don't know this guy. You guys were both talking off the air about how fabulous he is. You thought this was great. All right, you want to crank it up, Kara? Three, 30,000 downloads.
I I learned something about The Voice, and clearly it must have paid off. I was talking to someone who said that The Voice had made some big changes in the way that they voted because they felt that they weren't getting diverse winners, that they really hadn't had any African-American winners, or it was, you know,
it's been a while,
a lot of white winners, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So what they did is they actually moved up the time of the live show to 5 o'clock so that the West Coast was completely taken out of the voting this year, and that was to give a greater impact and boost to big cities like Detroit and Chicago, so that they're more ethnically diverse, to try to encourage that there would be a African-American winner. And look, here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, it worked. Bummer for us in California. We never got to vote.
Chris Cornell's wife wrote a letter to her husband at the funeral, and I saw this. I thought I'd read a little of it to you. We've all been talking about this guy dying, and she writes, "To my sweet Christopher, you were the best father, husband, and son-in-law. Your patience, empathy, and love always showed through. You had always said, 'I saved you,' that you wouldn't be alive if it weren't for me. My heart gleamed to see you happy, living and motivated, excited for life, doing everything you could to give back. We had the time of our lives in the last decade, and I'm sorry, my sweet love, that I did not see what happened to you that night."
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, must be basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
At 34 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Fridays mean that we examine the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week, the news talk authority in radio. The folks that run Talkers do an overview studying stations and programs and hosts and what they're talking about in the news talk world. And so I review those on Friday in any number of ways, including here for a few moments and scattered through my other programs. But the most important part of this is that you can hear a discussion with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, over the weekend on most of these same stations. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show that he and I do together. We have hosts in 1 hour talking about the issues, and then Michael and I approach these stories and the people list in a rather new sort of. It's not, we don't just go through the list and say, oh, Michael, what do you think of that? I bring out in him, because he's such an expert, all of the enjoyment that's there, all of the whatever the kinds of things there are that go on
on some of these stations and with the programs that people find very intriguing. He's a wealth of knowledge. I guess I am too, because he and I have both been around in this business pretty much since it got started, or since it ramped up during the era of Limbaugh and from that point to where we are. So, with that in mind, I'll go through some of the stories. Actually, I'll just touch on all of them, and then I'll go back to a couple of them as they affect what we are doing in this hour in terms of the facts and controversy and then commentary. Sports and the activity going on. Tim Tebow has gotten a lot of attention this week, and LeBron James has, with good reason. Let's see. Chinese and U.S. and their balance and counterbalance on the high seas. I don't know that that's all that exciting, but it has been on people's minds. Redistricting rulings in certain places, the Supreme Court involved in a couple of things in southern states. Number seven is the aforementioned situation with the Montana election. The Republican wins over the Democrat, apologizes to the reporter that he choked and threw to the floor. It's come to that. Number six, Obama and controversy about who has been let into the country. Remember, we talked about that yesterday, the MS-13 gang members that came in. What are you going to do about it now? It's something to talk about. And because more of the stations that carry News Talk conversations are right of center, they love to beat up on Obama. In this case, it's well positioned. Doesn't make any difference now because Obama's not president anymore. He's not running for anything. But it's interesting to see how far and how stupid the policy has been when it comes to illegal immigrants and how they've been handled. Okay, number five, the travel ban and how that was blocked again in court. More Supreme Court rulings. Budget proposal number four, the Trump trip and Manchester bombing are also a very important part as we get to the top of the list. So let's spend some time on the Manchester bombing because I think there's some interesting, compelling new developments, including the appearance of the Queen, who paid a special visit to a children's hospital to meet some of the victims of the bombing. She called the attack dreadful and wicked. She talked to a young lady named Evie Mills, who's 14. Queen Elizabeth and 15-year-old Millie Robson talked about the Ariana Grande concert. And then apparently Grande has spoken out about the Queen, appears to be a strong fan of the Queen's, and that became part of the conversation. And the Queen reportedly told Millie Robson she thinks Grande is a very good singer. She released a statement the Queen did expressing her sympathy for the people affected by the bombing. She also praised those who rushed to help after the attack, writing, quote, "I'd like to express my admiration for the way the people of Manchester have responded." So the Queen doing her part at her age. I think that it's really the Queen or monarchs everywhere have been impersonalized or depersonalized because they appear in many circumstances to have been over the year and currently wherever you see, not many monarchs anymore, but they seem to be titular and they seem to be figureheads. But the Queen has taken her job seriously for all the years. I remember when she was put into office, I was a kid, I think it was 1954, so imagine what she's seen and been involved in over these years. Speaking of Manchester, continuing with a focus there, the count and the dead and where you could be versus where the people in Manchester are. Wonderful gesture. Started when a number of Manchester tattoo parlors began offering an appeal following the attack. Pay £50 to get a bee tattoo and all the money goes toward helping victims. Symbol of a bee, well known in Manchester and can frequently be spotted around the city. It's a nod to the working class background of the city, full of hard-working, busy bees. So within a few hours of that, thousands of people showed up at tattoo parlors getting their tattoos. Huh. Interesting. That is an interesting idea. Something good that came out of that. Now, in terms of the controversy of leaks, the UK stopped sharing attack information with the U.S. and then started again. Here's a discussion from an audio clip that we have of one of the Fox programs.
I have never in my 40 years in Washington ever seen anything like this. The steady drum roll, drum beat over the last 3 weeks. Think of the astonishing amount of leaks of conversations that went on in the Oval Office, transcripts of conversations between the president and foreign leaders, and Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, is very upset and has raised the question of whether or not the United Kingdom is going to share information with the United States. It just seems that there are folks, whether it's in law enforcement or in the intelligence communities here in the United States, that aren't able to keep secrets, and that's part of their job. You know, it's quite striking. Sometimes you want to put information out immediately because it may help in trying to catch the person. But sometimes if you know who the bad guy is and you're trying to search for his confederates, people that may have been involved in it, you don't want that information out because you don't want those people to know that, gee, the name of the bomber is out, so therefore I'm going to be under suspicion next. This was coming out just at the time that they were raiding apartments in Manchester, so they thought it was a tremendous barrier, obstacle to their ability to try to catch these people before they tried to escape.
Chris Wallace with an interesting overview of what was going on in the UK authorities. You know, this became, as I said, a big conversation this week, and rightfully so. But apparently, after all of these the reports of how angry the Brits were, especially at the New York Times, they just stopped. And then they, you know, everybody knows what they did. They leaked the information about the assailant and the people that were involved with him. It's the same old crap from these people that instead of getting it right, CNN is they've perfected this. Let's put the story on. We don't care whether the info is right or not. We'll just get it on so we've got something on the air that makes us, we're first with the coverage. Never mind whether it's right or not. And people say, well, Doug, sometimes you're not right. No, I'm not right, but I'm not here presenting myself as a news person. I present what are the facts that I know of at a time and talk about them. I'm not here to tell you these are the facts. What I know for facts, I will present and then talk about them. But I'm not here to tell you that I know all of the angles of all of the stuff. I'm not a reporter. I'm not a journalist. I'm a yakker. And so I'm not here to mislead people. I am here to have conversation about things that are going on at the moment. And, yeah, the UK stopped sharing information, rightfully so, and then through negotiations and figuring out how to keep these clowns from the news, the public has a right to know. Why? What difference does it make? If you're going to warn us about a possible terror attack, yeah, we need to know that. But why do we need to know who the identity and then the inside scoop on how they're trying to find the rest of these people?
It's kind of interesting, your take on it. Is that more concerning, the fact that the media shares it, or that the intelligence community is the one leaking it? I don't know.
Probably a little of both. Yeah, it's probably a little of both. But if the news media didn't want to share it, they wouldn't ask, or the person, who knows what the motivation for the leak was with the person that leaked it. But, you know, I mean, who knows? They might want to, and they maybe don't like Trump and they're in the administration. I mean, we can speculate till the cows come home. But in this circumstance, it just seems to me to be wrong. Do you agree or disagree with that? That it's wrong? This could have compromised.
Oh, no, I agree that it shouldn't have been shared. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, who has more of a responsibility in this situation. And maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe they both have responsibility to look at it and figure out whether it's a good decision to share it or not.
Yeah, it's a good question. 45 past the hour. The question of where is the next place to legalize recreational marijuana gets answered in a moment.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
People who are serious about their health are focused on Super Beats. This is the Super Beats 101. Super Beats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all-natural, non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister, and if you haven't gotten in on the Super Beats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeats.com or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem: Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong, so difficult to stop. If you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 800-212-3607 right now for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care. 800-212-3607. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 800-212-3706 for Better Addiction Care.
Get to Kohl's Memorial Day weekend sale and take an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Save on summer styles you'll love, like tees and tanks under $10, shorts and swimwear under $20, and for a limited time, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 you spend. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Memorial Day weekend, only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid May 25th through 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, so I was talking about recreational marijuana. 9 different states and jurisdictions have made it legal, and Vermont was close to becoming the next state to adopt the bill, but the governor vetoed the bill. His name is Phil Scott. He's a libertarian, says he's not necessarily anti-pot. Quote, "That's why I previously supported and continue to support medical marijuana laws." He vetoed the bill because he wants to ensure that Vermont can detect drivers who are under the influence, provide funding for substance abuse programs, and punish people who sell marijuana to minors. He said if the legislative process that goes along with me makes the changes I'm seeking, we'll move forward with this in a way that will ensure the public health and safety. An interesting way of looking at it, isn't it? I don't know that other states have been that focused or concentrated on the outcome, and maybe that's part of the problem. Don't forget, we're here live on Memorial Day Monday. It's 10 before the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From rolling. That could be the theme for your trips this summer. Many of you will become authentic road warriors. A lot of people are going to be traveling in cars and all kinds of recreational vehicles. So I thought it would be kind of cool if we presented you with some travel tips, some ideas, so you can be prepared. And who better to help you out than Sarah Robinson? You may recognize her name, first female test driver at Michelin North America. She's a driving expert, and there have been a lot of women who followed her in the automotive world, but I think she's a pioneer there for sure. And also joining her is Robert Sinclair, Jr., who's with the AAA. Certainly you got two good people here to have us understand what's going on as we start the Memorial Day weekend, which is traditionally when people start. As a matter of fact, I think some have started early getting out on the road. There's so much congestion on the highways now, and so many the road works and the potholes and the bad road conditions. So how much of a problem does all the road working around the country cause for drivers?
Well, if only there were more road work. Unfortunately, our roads are in pretty poor condition. The American Society of Civil Engineers gives our overall infrastructure a grade of D, which is just up from D minus, nothing to write home about. And the administration is talking about spending $1 trillion on infrastructure. We look forward to that because we need it. There are a lot more cars on the road these days. We set records the past 2 years as far as new vehicle sales. We're driving a lot. Gasoline has been relatively cheap. The Federal Highway Administration says we drove 3 trillion miles last year, and that broke the record we set the year before. So there's lots of driving going on. The roads aren't the best that they could and should be, and so we get a lot of congestion, a lot of traffic, and folks need to bear that in mind when they hit the road this holiday weekend. We're anticipating about 330,000 breakdowns over this weekend alone, and for the entire summer, about 7 million. And when so many people are on the road, traffic engineers will tell you that it creates more conflict points, unfortunately, more opportunities for us to run into each other. And so we need to keep safety in mind. So probably basic items, you know, don't drink and drive and wear your seatbelts. But also, as far as breakdowns are concerned, at AAA, the top three items we get calls for are flat tires, dead batteries, and lockouts. So you need to be prepared for those things before you hit the road.
Hey, full disclosure, I belong to AAA. I don't, fortunately, use them much, but it's good to have it there just in case. And that's it's not an ad necessarily for AAA. I just think it's one of those things. You get promotional things in the mail all the time from two sources, AAA and AARP. Throw the AARP away and sign up with AAA. That would be my advice.
An unsolicited testimonial.
Right, but that's my experience. All right, Sarah Robinson, as a driver, somebody who's aware of what's going on, there must be a lot of people who ask you, what is the safest? What do we have to keep in mind? We talked about the condition of the roads, but in the vehicle itself, what's in your car to help you be safer, more prepared for problems, that kind of stuff?
Actually, you know, the most important safety feature in any vehicle is the driver behind the wheel. We want to encourage people to drive the car, not just steer it. You know, Michelin recently commissioned a study in order to kind of dive deep into people's summer driving habits and their approach to driving in the different seasons. And it was actually with some pretty alarming results. Two-thirds of people said that they felt much safer in the summer, and they cited better road conditions, better weather, more daylight. But this is actually counterintuitive to the reality. You know, three-thirds of people falsely believe that summer has fewer accidents, but actually this weekend marks the beginning of the 100 deadliest days of the year on the roads. And there's a reason that National Tire Safety Week is leading into the summer, because we recognize that, you know, this is where people tend to hit the road. They jump in the car without inspecting the car, the tire, making sure that they're well prepared. They probably spent, you know, 3 hours packing, you know, the pool noodles and the sunscreen and making sure they had the checklist there, but not take the time to make sure their vehicle and their tires were up to the job.
I think that's excellent information, because I find a lot of people just don't have a clue. They're not looking. They wait, oh, my God, I got a flat tire. Well, you didn't get one. You know, most of the time, you didn't get one in 5 seconds. It's been, the tire pressure has been going down. The newer cars have a tire pressure monitor, which is handy. Sarah, thank you. Sarah Robinson, a driving expert, and from the AAA, Robert Sinclair Jr. here to help you out with some common sense ideas and thoughts as you begin your summer travel.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.